Because in the beginning, God Elohim, God Yahweh Adonai, God spoke things into existence. Everything came into existence by God. And what he did, he spoke. Out of the invisible came the physical. You miss your shout. When you pray to the Lord, your stuff is invisible. But when you call upon the Lord, you speak things into a spiritual dimension. And God, who is a spirit, they that worship him must worship him in what? In spirit and in truth. And so when you speak things, a spiritual God hears things that are spoken in the spirit. And then when God begins to speak, oh, come on, Antioch, you missed this. When God begins to speak, that which is unseen becomes seen. That which has not been seen come into existence. Lord, I have a need. The Lord says, speak it. And when I speak it, it will come to be. It will come to be. Out of nothing came something. Here's what God is up to. Pastor, we can't afford it. And the Lord said, you ain't prayed. You ain't prayed enough yet. Your prayers can't be answered because you're too busy looking at the obstacle. And I said, speak it. Because what is in the spiritual world will be spoken by God into the physical world. And that which you cannot see will become physical. There are too many I can't in our lives. And not enough I can. For I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. My brothers and sisters, stop ruining your blessings. Because God said, all you got to do is call me. The problem we have in a society, we ain't calling him enough. We say in God we trust, but we fail to trust him in time of need. We need to trust him to provide for us. We need to trust him to care for us. And we need to trust him to deliver us. He's still in the saving business. I truly believe the problem we have today as a nation and as a people is that we have forgotten to trust God. We've forgotten. We have forgotten what our parents and our grandparents did back in the day. Sister Peggy Sorrell and Brother Sorrell, we were in the hospital. We were talking, and we talked for 20 minutes talking about how we came up and all of the things that we struggled through. And I told him when I was coming up in South Dallas, we didn't have much. And I said, I wanted that $5 pair of Converse tennis shoes. And I couldn't get it because mommy and dad couldn't afford it. But there are times in our life that we really look back and see how our parents and our grandparents made it. They made it because they were always on their knees. I remember daddy every morning on his knee talking to the Lord when we didn't have anything. And all of a sudden, out of the invisible came stuff. Out of the invisible comes stuff. We can't get stuff if we keep trying to do it. God said, pray and watch me work it out. I can't work if you working. I can't bless if you trying to bless. I can't heal you if you trying to heal. But if you start praying, if you start calling, if you come start listening to him, he said, I will work it out. David, in our text said, I will bless the Lord. We are to do what the Lord commissioned us to do. Feed the hungry. Clothe the naked. And when you do that, we are blessing the Lord. When Jesus left this earth, He left because he told the disciple, I'm giving you a commission. I'm not going to be here, but I'm going to leave you something, which is the comforter that will support you and comfort you until I return. But until I return, I need you to preach. I need you to teach. I need you to baptize. I need you to feed the hungry. I need you to clothe the naked. I need you to do what I did. My brothers and sisters, because obedience is better than sacrifice, and submission is better than offering. I will bless the Lord at all times. Why? Because it's about a person, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I will bless the Lord Jesus because he is our Savior. I will bless the Lord Jesus because he is our Redeemer. I will bless the Lord Jesus because he's worthy to be praised. For there is no one like him. No one can compare to him. He is worthy of all honor. He is worthy of all praise. And he said, his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. When we got up this morning, we should praise him. When we end our day, we should praise him. When we eat our meals, we should praise him. The jobs we have, we should praise him. The homes that we live in, we should praise him. Our children, although they're bad and they got these things in their hand, we should still praise him. In other words, we should praise him for all that he has done. My brothers and sisters, when our praise is personal and it is purposeful and it's about a person whose name is Jesus, well, then it's time to say, excuse me, it's my time to praise him because I know what the Lord has done for me. And if you can't say, excuse me, I've got to praise the Lord because he's been good to me. There is something about you that the Lord is trying to get a breakthrough for. And when you stop and let the Lord have way in your life, you get excited about how good he's been, how great he's been, and the many blessings he bestowed upon you. He woke you up this morning, clothed you in your right mind, gave you food on your table, money in your pocket. If that ain't enough to praise him, I don't know what it is. I don't know about you, but excuse me, it's my time to praise the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. This is a corporate praise. I can praise him, but when we as a body of believers come into the house, it's a corporate praise. You ought to be on your feet. If your feet ain't hurting you, if your knees won't hold you, you ought to be on your feet thanking the Lord for all he's done for you. If you dare shout hallelujah, because hallelujah is the highest praise. If you dare thank him for his goodness, his grace. I thank the Lord for going to Calvary for me. I thank the Lord for dying for me. I thank the Lord for delivering me. He's worthy. And there's a hallelujah praise. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Let the church say he's worthy. Because hallelujah is the highest praise. If the angels say hallelujah, how come you can't say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Hallelujah to our Lord God and King. He's the Alpha as well as the Omega. He's the first as well as the last. He's the beginning as well as the end. Hallelujah is the highest praise. And as we approach this Thanksgiving season, we should be grateful for all the Lord has done for us. A Thanksgiving blessing. Doors of the church open.
Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
See so many things happening. All you have to do is just keep your trust in Him. And when we trust Him, the Lord will work things out. How can you say it, Pastor? Well, I can say it because Proverbs tells us. It says, to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge who? And He shall direct your path. My brothers and sisters, God is asking us to trust Him. Trust Him. Not with what you can see, but trust Him with what you can't see. The problem we sometimes have is that we can't see what God is doing. Can I say it again? The problem we have sometimes is that we can't see what God is doing. And there's a purpose for it. In Judges 7:7, Gideon had 32,000 men to fight against the Midianites. God said that that was too many men. And their numbers was reduced from 32,000 and 22,000 men left and went home. They left them with 10,000 remaining men. And God said that was too many. And from 10,000 that went away, it went down to 300 men. Gideon was apprehensive concerning what God had instructed him to do. But God had a plan. You missed it. God had a plan. And this victory plan would be by God. And God was reassuring Gideon that the victory would be not by Gideon's army of 300 men, but by God's divine providence. God says, I got this thing covered. Trust me. I'm in this. God is telling people, as well as a nation, I don't want you to see it. I just want you to do it. What's that Nike commercial? Just do it. God does not want you to see it. He just wants us to do it and trust Him. Because our faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not. You ain't going to see what God is doing. Pastor, how? Because in the beginning, God Elohim, God Yahweh Adonai, God spoke things into existence. Everything came into existence by God. And what He did, He spoke. out of the invisible came the physical. You miss your shout.